Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right.
All right, cool. You ready to go?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Sorry about that.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
What time is Hulk? What time is Hulk?
Broadcasting from Cincinnati, you're listening to the Ringside Reporter Podcast. All the news from the world of boxing right here.
Well, I'm talking to you the way I want to talk to you.
Now, here's your host, Eric Lorda.
And we are live. Welcome to the Ringside Reporter Show, where we talk about the latest boxing news. If it's related to boxing, we'll talk about it here. My name is Eric Lorda, and I'm here with my co-host, Joe Habib. And we have a great show for you today. And if you want to call, you can call in right now, 323-870-3857, easy for me to say. And tonight, we're going to talk about the big fight next weekend, with Canelo and Caleb Plant, and we'll break all that down for you today. And first, we're going to start off with Showtime, the fight's there. Jamal James versus Radzab Butayev. Butayev beat friend of the show Jamal James by ninth-round TKO. James was taking some big shots here, man. I didn't, you know, that guy can hit. Man, I tell you what, Butayev has got some power on him, man. He was putting in some big shots, like big body shots, that I think really turned the tide in there. I thought Jamal boxed pretty well to get going, but body shots and that power, man, that was the difference. The stoppage came in around nine where it was a flurry. It was a kind of a light flurry by Butayev, and that kind of caused the referee to step in. I think it was a lot of people were complaining that it was a quick stoppage. I think it was a quick stoppage, but probably a good stoppage. You know what I mean? I think at that point, the tide had turned. I don't think James was coming back in that fight. It was one of those where you look at it, you're like, I don't know. He shouldn't have stopped it. But if you look at the overall picture of the fight, yeah, I think at the end of the day, it probably was a good stoppage. The only one that didn't really complain about it was Jamal James. Butayev thought it was an early stoppage. There was quite a few people who thought it was an early stoppage, but, I mean, what are you going to do? At the end of the day, Jamal James says that, hey, he did his thing. He said that Butayev did his thing. He was the better man tonight. So if he doesn't complain about it, I don't think there's much room for anybody else. B, what was your thoughts on this fight?
You know, it's crazy because when Jamal James came out, I thought he clearly won the first three rounds of this fight. And I thought he was off to a good start. He was controlling the fight from the outside. His jab was on point, and the right hand was on point, right? So it was, when he was at a distance and he had space, he was really more effective than Butayev. But after the third round, Butayev switched to southpaw, and he started stepping in with that southpaw jab, a hard southpaw jab, and he stepped in really, really powerful with it, and he got on the inside. And once he got on the inside, that's when he started busting up James. James could not handle Butayev on the inside whatsoever. And shout out to Chikal because he picked Butayev by stoppage. He bet the stoppage.
This dude, I'm going to tell you what, man. If you're going to bet with somebody, man, Chakal's the guy to ride with right now. Because he told me the same thing. He was like, yeah, I think Butiev stops him. I was like, you're crazy. He's not beating James. He's not even going. He's going to lose a decision. Man, I'll tell you what. Around the fourth round, I'm like, man, that Chakal was right. He's going to get knocked out here. He's going to stop him.
I picked James by decision in this fight.
I did too.
And I could not have been more wrong.
I don't understand it, man. Chakal, I don't know, man. He's got some inside info or something like that around there, man. Because I tell you what, man, of all the fights he's picked, I mean, he's picked some pretty impressive ones. I thought that was an impressive one, man, because I did not see that coming. Didn't see it coming at all. No way, man. I mean, if I'd have told you to bet on Butiev, you wouldn't have. There's no way, right? I mean, we wouldn't have bet on that guy.
I wouldn't have bet on him.
No.
I didn't know enough about him.
No, and I mean, for Chakal to come out and say he was, because that's what he told me. He was like, he hits hard. He hits real, real. You think he's going to be able to stand up to his power? I was like, he's going to outbox, James is going to outbox this guy all 12 rounds.
Yeah.
But your way, man, I mean, he started out really well, man.
It was kind of like a showcase fight for James. It was like a foregone conclusion. He was going to win this fight, and it was just amazing. You know what it is? Maybe James didn't know that Butiev could switch to southpaw. And when he did do it, it caught him off guard. You know,
he looked surprised, didn't he?
He looked like what's going on here? Because he had no answer. Like, when he stepped in with the jab, he was like this. He's like, he didn't know how to stop it. He was like that. He was kind of, like, on his heels. And, it was a shocker. It was a shocker.
I was floored, you know.
When you watch the first three rounds of this fight, you're like, okay, James got this. He won
still,
the clearly.
You know, but you could tell that guy had power. He was putting in shots on James, but like you said, James was clearly outboxing him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it wasn't. He was beat
like that. It's like it turned on a dime, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I was surprised.
I was too.
I was surprised.
I did not. I wasn't ready for that. That's for sure.
No,
was
not
ready for that. So Butiev, big win over Jamal James. Let's talk about the show stealer. I tell you what, the show stealer last night seems to be the show stealer every time he's on a card. Jaron Ennis, Boots Ennis versus Thomas Delorme. Ennis just dismantled Delorme in like the first round. The fight was all Boots Ennis. He knocked him down with a shot behind the ear and then finished him moments later. We all knew that Boots was going to win this fight. We all knew that he was going to win easy. And that's what he did. And that's what he was supposed to do against a guy like Delorme. So you can't really say, like, well, he didn't, you know, a lot of people were kind of like, well, Delorme, of course he's going to win. Yeah, well, he did exactly what he was supposed to do. How many times, Beeb, have we seen a guy, for somebody who's supposed to win, and go in there and just look average? You know what I mean? We've seen Devin Haney do it. You know? We've seen Devin Haney do it. So for this guy to go out there and perform like he did, I mean, he's the next guy, man. I really believe that. And who does he want to fight next? He said Crawford, Porter, Spence. Who? He calls out Spence. It's crazy. Steve, what were your thoughts on Boots?
Corey Lee gave me a call.
What do you pick, Boots? He went on the limb and picked Boots for the win.
One of the goal betting strategies, right? So you go, Corey. He had DC James on the line with us too. He was putting in the bets too.
Did Corey know we were supposed to bet before the fights and not after, or how does he?
This was Saturday afternoon. He called me. Full disclosure, right? But he goes like this to me. He goes, Beeb, you know, he goes, what's your advice tonight? I said, well, read me off the props. Goes, well, Boots by knockout in between 5 and 6 was a plus 270. Boots by knockout in 7 and 8 is a plus 550. I said, well, the guy went 7 rounds with Crawford. He went 6. I think he went 8 rounds with somebody else. He got knocked out. He got knocked out twice, right? The one they did. So then I said to him, well, you know what? Why don't we just do Australia? Let's do the knockout in 5 and 6 and in 7 and 8. And he goes, what about like 1 and 2 or something like that? You know, Boots starts fast. I go, Corey, who knocks people out in the first round? Like Delorme is going to get knocked out, but he's better than that. He can go more than one round. And what happens? Gets knocked out in one round. Here's the beautiful thing about that knockout. If you watched him, right, in the final sequence, he's like this, and then he just nonchalantly, effortlessly goes to southpaw, right? Touches him with the left hand, just touches him with the left hand up close. Then he just touches him with the hook, and then he comes in hard with the left hand afterward. So he just touches him just to make contact, to gauge the range and get him used to, you know, get him used to that punch at that speed. Then he pulls another soft, like not like, you know, just like a little hook. So he's getting him used to that rhythm, and then boom, right like that comes the left hand. It was almost like a pad drill. You ever see when someone's doing a pad drill? They go pop, 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 and the last punch is the hard one.
Yep.
It was just like a pad drill.
Timing, you know, it's that speed.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful.
It was insane, man. It really was. I tell you what, man. I don't know who wins between him and Spence. I really don't. I mean, he's one of those guys that everything he does looks good, you know, and he's doing it against good fighters, not great fighters. He doesn't have the resume that Spence does, but Spence didn't have that resume until he fought those people either. So I tell you what, man, it's Boots Ennis is dangerous, man. He's one of the most dangerous guys out there right now. Yeah. Nacho just tweeted out, he said that Delorme had taken, where was it at? Where did I see this at? Or no, Luis Reyes from Boston said that Jamal James went 12 with Delorme in 2020. I mean, for him to go in there now, do you think it's, I mean, now we all know Delorme is a little bit older and everything like that, and he's kind of been around the block and everything, but, you know, when you do that to a guy like Delorme, that's pretty good, you know? I mean, that's not
He's a pick'em. He's a pick'em right now with Crawford, and I think he beats Crawford.
You think he beats Crawford?
Right now.
I tell you what.
Right now.
I can't argue with it.
Beats him right now.
He's the guy right now. He's like one of the guys.
He beats Crawford right now.
It would not surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me to see him beat Crawford or Spence right now. He might be the best welterweight out there right now. No question. Yeah. No question. Yeah. I mean, he's got everything. He's got power. He's got speed. He's got boxing ability. He moves well. Got his defense is right there. He got caught a couple times last night, but he was opening up. You know what I mean? So, I mean, hey, like I said, man, he looks good. He really looks good. He looks like the one to beat, that's for sure. Who do you think realistically he fights next, though?
Just beat Lipinets. Probably a Cavalooskas.
I think that's a good matchup. I think
him taking a Cavalooskas next. Conor Benn ain't going to go nowhere near him.
No.
Cavalooskas would be a good fight for him.
I think that's the route they're going to go. I really do. He's not going to get a title shot next, and I get that. But what about Ugas? I mean, that's a makeable fight in the sense that they're both in the same camp. You know what I mean?
I think Ugas has to fight the winner of the Jamal James. Was that guy's name again? Butev?
Butev.
I think Ugas has to fight Butev now. He was supposed to fight the winner of the. See, I apologize to Butev. I don't know him.
Yeah, we know him now.
I don't know Butev.
We know him now, I tell you what. Let's see here. JC says, does Boots destroy Green Machine? I think so. I think so. Yeah, I absolutely think so. Let's see what else here. W. Riley says Boots is a new Wilder, knocking out cans and receiving praise for such hasn't even fought any opponents.
That's what everyone does. I mean,
what else are you going to do? Who can we put him in there with?
Instead of elevating Boots, we have to degrade Delorme. That's the formula.
Right.
YouTube boxing community. Here we go. How predictable is that?
I mean, really though, who can he fight? You know, I mean, he's fought everybody they put in front of him. It's not like he's choosing, like, these guys to fight. I mean, he fights who's in front of him.
Listen, Delorme is a solid guy.
Yeah.
Solid fighter.
I think so. He's not what he was. Don't get me wrong. I mean, he's not what he was years ago. But, again, he's not a shot fighter.
Let me ask you this. Is Delorme a better welterweight than Stavern is a heavyweight? I'm going to say yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I would
say
so.
I'm going to say yes. Okay?
Robbie just texted me. He said Boots also called out Keith Thurman. Keith Thurman is a clown. Keith Thurman is an absolute clown. Keith Thurman said that he didn't know who Jerron Ennis was. He's an absolute clown. He didn't know who Errol Spence was, and then Errol Spence gets the best.
No,
Keith Thurman hasn't fought in 2 years. He's corny, man.
That whole Mayweather corny routine.
Right, it's been done.
It's played out. You know, let's stop pretending we don't know who people are and just.
Keith Thurman is at every one of the fights, and he doesn't know who this guy is. Come on, stop it.
I mean, cut it out.
Stop.
I don't want to hear it.
Keith Thurman, just get in the ring. Just get in the ring. That's all we want. Just get in the ring. You know what I mean? Like, dude, come on, man. Michelle Rivera versus Jose Matias Romero. Michelle Rivera wins the unanimous decision over Romero, 100-90 on all the cards. Not the greatest fight in the world, kind of one-sided, obviously, but, hey, he looked good. Michelle Rivera, I thought, looked pretty good. Anything on that one?
Yeah, it was a decent fight, you know. It was what it was. No surprises, right?
No surprises, that's for sure.
Not at all.
No surprises.
There is one surprise this weekend. I know we're going to get to that.
There was a big surprise.
That was a shocker.
Yeah.
For me, anyways.
Alan Bobich, and I might not have, you know what? You saw my notes. I might not have it on there. I don't know. I know which one I'm thinking of, but you might be thinking of something completely different.
Oh.
Alan Bobich versus Eric Molina. That was on DAZN. I didn't watch any of this DAZN card. This was the only one I watched, and that was after I knew the result, and I watched it purely out of, like, seriously, this happened? So, yeah, man. Alan Bobich knocked out Eric Molina in the second round. Molina looked awful in this fight. He was knocked down in the first 10 seconds, somehow managed to last into the second round, where he was finished pretty quickly. Eric Molina stated after the fight, I guess the IFL went back there and interviewed him or whatever. He said he will never be in the ring. It was the last time he's going to be in the ring again. Beeb, I don't know if you saw this or not.
Sorry, it's horrible.
But it was awful. It was completely awful. I mean,
it was a disgrace.
That first knockdown. I thought you saw that first knockdown with 10 seconds in. Dude,
very suspect.
I mean, like, dude, you know, come on, man. That was horrible. And I better not ever see Eric Molina in the ring again, because that was bad. That was bad. All right, guys, let's get the likes up. Let's go ahead and hit the like button. Thumbs up, guys. If you guys are in the chat, watching the show, give us a thumbs up. You know what? I don't have that. Beeb, go ahead and go over for us.
Not much to go over. Cepeda hit Vargas with a vicious left hook. With seconds into the round. I would have stopped it right there, but ill-advised, the referee let it go on, and he was like a wounded animal up against the ropes, and he was just the recipient of an onslaught of punches, and that's all she wrote. The ref stopped it. It was a shocker. And Vargas talked so much trash at that press conference.
They got into it at the weigh-in and everything, didn't they? They got a scuffle at the weigh-in.
And he said, I won the press conference.
Well, congrats.
Give him a cookie. He won the press conference. Right?
Well, that's what everybody wants to win. If you're going to win either the fight or the press conference, you got to win the press conference.
Caleb Plant thinks he won the press conference, too. Let's see what happens next week.
I tell you what, Caleb Plant right now is 0-1 going into that fight, because I thought he lost the press conference because, you know,
he lost the press conference.
He's the only one that came out of there with a big cut under his eye. And, so you're 0-1, so now he's got to look to even it up. So if you have to take a loss on that press conference, I think that's okay. Let's see here. On ESPN, all right, So this took place, I believe it was on Wednesday, if I'm not mistaken. I'm kind of distracted here. I'm looking out my window here because I see all the trick-or-treaters going around and, like, all these big costumes, and I'm like, what is going on out there? And I forget it's Halloween, you know. It's like, what is going on? All right, so ESPN, PFL, Professional Fight League, MMA, Clarissa Shields versus Abigail Montes. Clarissa Shields loses by a split decision over Abigail Montes. I don't know how it was a split decision. One of the judges gave the two of the three rounds to Clarissa Shields, which I don't understand, but, hey, there's bad judging in MMA also. Shields actually did pretty well here. She didn't take that much punishment on the ground, but she didn't provide a whole lot of offense there either. She caught Montes with a big right hand at one point, didn't go anywhere, but you could see that the ground game is really where she's struggling. But that being said, she didn't take a lot of – she took punishment, but not a whole lot. Nothing crazy. And you got to think that if she could have got up from those, she clearly wins that fight easy because she was dominating on the feet. She just, and especially like in the clinches, you know what I really noticed about her? She is super strong. I mean, she is strong.
You know what's extremely impressive to me? And maybe I'm just going out of my way to be optimistic because I actually really like Clarissa Shields. No, I'm not. I didn't like her at first, mm-hmm. but she really grew on me. I like her a lot.
Yeah.
So at the risk of, I'm trying to be objective here. But one thing I do like, that I see improvement on is when she does get taken down and she's on the ground.
Yeah.
She knows how to like survive.
She defends really well.
She defends on her back crazily that I would never anticipate that. For someone with that the little amount of experience that she has, the ability she has to defend on her back like that is really impressive to me. And I have to give her props for that. I really do.
She really defends well. The problem is she has no offense down there.
Exactly.
And
she defends phenomenal down
there.
Yeah. For someone with her experience, don't get me wrong.
Because she doesn't take a lot of punishment. I mean, she's never been cut. Yeah, she's never been cut. The problem was that Montes was busy. Montes was busy on top, so they can't really separate them when they're that busy. She was busy trying to throw punches and everything like that. I could give Clarissa that first round. I thought she did great that first round. Even though she was taken down, it was only for a little bit. And then I think she made it back to her feet. But the second and third, that was tough, man, because she was on her back for the majority of the time. And you just, unless you're doing damage from your back, which you can do, it's hard to get that round. It really is.
Yeah.
So, man. But listen. You know what I really liked about it is that she's the best, you know, she says she's the best woman fighter in the world, this and that. And she goes into MMA where she knows there's a high likelihood she's going to lose a fight. And it doesn't matter. She just wants to challenge herself and get better. How can you knock that?
She never said she was the best MMA fighter in the world. She just said she's the best boxer.
Yeah.
So let's give her credit for that. I mean, can't hate on that.
Reese Mack says Clarissa Shields needs Gracie level training. Maybe she's at you know where she trains. She trains at Jackson Wink in what is it, New Mexico? I think it's Albuquerque. Jackson Winklejohn. Those guys used to train John Jones. They train all the champions out there. I mean, it's a, you know, listen, for her to have her second pro fight and be in there with Jackson and Winklejohn and training you. I mean. She's got some good trainers, man. And you know, Gracie-level training, I get it, but it is a little bit different. Jiu-jitsu, just for sport, and jiu-jitsu in the MMA are completely – they're a little bit different, you know. I mean, if you're a black belt in jiu-jitsu, you can survive wherever, but they are a little bit different animals depending on where you happen to be. So there you go. Let's see here. Luis Reyes says, Bob doesn't want to let the fight happen until the belts and the money are involved. Going to be the new Spence Crawford 2.0. Probably. Let's see. Montes was 2-0 in her career rockets after that win against Clarissa, so good for her. Montes didn't look that great, though. I'll be honest. Montes did not look that great. And I know she, I mean, she's a beginner just like Clarissa. They're not going to put her in there with anybody crazy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, she'll get bigger, but I don't know that she's going to get super big. You know what I mean? Clarissa's still the star here. I mean, they had 6 title fights, Beeb, on this card. Clarissa was the co-main event. She was like the co-headliner. So that's where the bread is buttered, I guess, you know? So what are you going to do? All right, before we move forward, start talking about Canelo and Plant. Beeb, it's Manscaped time. Beeb and I love Manscaped. And next week, look at that. Look at that. I mean, come on. And next week, we will be giving out Manscaped swag for the entire month of November. Maybe even some in December, too. Who knows? Who knows? So stay tuned to find out how to win some of that. Do you know what's spookier than seeing a black cat on Halloween? It's shaving with anything other than Manscaped. When it comes to below the waist grooming, there's no need to carve your pumpkins this Halloween because Manscaped is here to upgrade your grooming experience. Go from a bite-sized candy bar to a king-sized candy bar and join the 2 million men worldwide by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code RingsideReporter. Manscaped is here to save the day and make sure you're smelling fresh with their new refined body wash. Fellas, the ladies love their signature scent, and it will scare away those vampires. Unlock your confidence with the Performance Package 4.0. Inside, you'll find the holy grail of men's grooming items. They've made it easy for you to upgrade your grooming routine. It's a full moon out, and the werewolf is howling. It's time to tackle the problem with the Lawnmower 4.0. Their finely tuned products feature a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. Thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology, the Lawnmower 4.0 is easily the greatest trimmer on the planet. Oh, did I mention the trimmer is waterproof, too? The trimmer is a shower essential. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker, a total game changer for your men's hygiene arsenal. The Weed Whacker is a nose and ear hair trimmer that provides proprietary skin-safe technology that helps prevent nicks and snags. Seal the deal with Manscaped's liquid formulations. Their Crop Preserver Deodorant and Crop Reviver Toner will make sure your pumpkins stay fresh. Manscaped even threw in 2 free gifts to their Performance Package 4.0, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Bring your comfort and boxers to another level. If you're looking like Wolverine and you haven't cut your nails recently, be sure to look into the Shears 2.0 Nail Kit. They have a bunch of other life-changing products on their website, so be sure to check it out. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code RingsideReporter at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code RingsideReporter at manscaped.com. There you go. And remember, next week we will be giving away some Manscaped products. So we will be having a contest, and stay tuned, and we'll tell you how to win that. All right? So coming soon. All right. Let's talk about the upcoming fights this weekend. Let's see what we got. One second. I'll pull this up. Tell you, some fights got canceled this weekend, Beeb, but not the big one. All right. So, let's see. November 5th on ESPN Plus. This is a Friday, November 5th. Michaela Mayer versus Maiva Hamadouche. That's her name. Douche isn't her name. I can't. It's not me. It's just her name, Beeb.
Good fighter, too, though.
She should be. For Mayer's WBO.
For a name like that, you got to fight,
With a name
fight,
like
right?
that, you got to fight. You know what I mean? You got nothing else going on. You got to do it.
Excuse me, Mrs. Douche, did you do your homework today?
Mrs. Douche. Wow, you just went there. That
was I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Far more cold-blooded than anything I ever said.
That was horrible.
That's
that was
messed horrible. Up, man. Why would you even go there?
I'm thinking of Robbie right now. I say, when I think of Robbie, I think of bad things.
Unbelievable.
I do bad things.
Bad things. Bad things. Hamadouche is the IBF at junior featherweight, and Mayer is the WBO junior featherweight. Luis Melendez versus Thomas Matisse, 8 rounds, junior lightweights. Andres Cortez versus Mark Bernaldez, 8 rounds, junior lightweights. November 5th in London. I imagine this will be on DAZN, I think. Whatchamacallit. It's either going to be on ESPN or DAZN. Hannah Rankin versus Maria Lindenberg, 10 rounds for the vacant WBA women's junior middleweight title. Michael Gomez versus Sufyan Ahmed, 10 rounds, junior lightweights. November 6th, the big one, Showtime pay-per-view, Canelo Alvarez versus Caleb Plant, 12 rounds for Alvarez's WBC, WBO, and WBA super middleweight titles, and Plant's IBF super middleweight title. This is for everything. This is for all the marbles right here. Unification, baby. Anthony Durrell versus Marcos Hernandez, 10 rounds super middleweights. Ray Vargas versus Leonardo Baez, 10 rounds junior featherweights. And Elvis Rodriguez versus Juan Pablo Romero. This is a lousy, lousy undercard, guys. It just is what it is. Wow, that's terrible. That's what we got to pay for?
I guess.
Steve, that's an awful undercard, though.
Not the greatest, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, you are. I'll tell you what, you ain't lying, man. That's awful. All right, let's break this fight down. I'm not going to break down any of the undercards because they suck. Let's break down this Canelo-Caleb Plant fight. Steve, does Caleb Plant have a chance here? Do you think he – I mean, is there any chance to, in your mind that he makes this competitive? Is there any chance in your mind that he somehow pulls this out?
You know, when I think of this fight, I cannot get those last four rounds of the Uzkoteki fight with Plant out of my head. And respect to Plant, you know, he won the title, scored two beautiful knockdowns with two quick, sharp left hooks, knocked Uzkoteki down. Uzkoteki was having problems making weight. It wasn't one of his best performances. He wasn't in the best of shape, right? And he still won five of those 12 rounds on my card. Granted, Plant scored two knockdowns in the fight, but it was a 7-5 fight in rounds on my card, and on, I think, two of the judges scored at that as well.
Yeah.
Right? So it was a competitive fight, but one disturbing thing in that fight for me, if you know, I say disturbing if you're a Plant fan, right, is the way he just folded down the stretch and was holding on, and he looked like he was gassed, and he had problems dealing with Uzkoteki's pressure. So I just was not happy with the way he dealt with Uzkoteki's pressure late in that fight. So then I say to myself, if he can't deal with Uzkoteki's pressure, how's he going to deal with Canelo once he steps it up and takes it on the inside? Because Canelo is going to get on the inside. That's his game. He's going to get on the inside. He's going to go to the body. He's going to crank up that left hook on the inside. I just don't see a way how Plant can win this fight. I don't see, you know, the big knock on Canelo was his foot speed. But since he's moved up in weight, these guys don't really have a foot speed advantage on him, right? And not only that, he's learned how to mask that weakness through feints, through timing, you know, and just being able to set shots up, throw away punches, cutting off the ring, anticipating. All this is through experience and obviously working on it in the gym, right? So when I look at Plant, I don't see one area that he has an advantage over Canelo. I don't see one thing he does better than Canelo. Not one. Can you name one thing he does better than Canelo? I'm not even sure if he's faster than – I don't even think he's faster than Canelo. If he doesn't use
– I don't know. I don't know. I think he's got a better jab than Canelo's.
Do you really?
He's got better footwork than Canelo. Yeah, I do think he has better footwork.
I don't see that. I don't see the footwork, no.
I think he has better footwork than Canelo. I think he has a better jab than Canelo. But I agree with you in the sense that I've watched him time and again tail off at the stretch. He doesn't pack it in. He doesn't, but he does fade down the stretch. He has a tendency to do that.
Did it against Truex, too.
Yeah.
Getting hit with right hands against Truex. We did a segment on the round table, and we looked at Plant's last five opponents and Canelo's last five opponents. And we asked the question, could Plant beat Canelo's last five opponents? I think it was Danny Jacobs, Yildirim, Sergey Kovalev, and Billy Joe Saunders. and someone else. I think it was, is that five right there?
Yeah, but I you can't say because he went up in weight to fight. He went up in weight to fight Kovalev. So I would do the last 168. So let's do the 4-168.
Whatever. So and the only person I think he, the only person I think he would beat is Yildirim. I think Saunders beats him. Caleb Smith. I think Caleb Smith beats him, right? And I think Danny Jacobs beats him. Now you can make an argument. Maybe he may be able to beat Danny Jacobs, but I don't think so. I don't think so. So that's the thing. And then when you look at his last five, was it Mike Lee, Feigenbaum?
Yeah, Feigenboots or whatever. Yeah, Feigenboots.
Feigenboots.
Mike
I
Lee.
Apologize, Mr. Feigenboots, whatever. I don't know. I can't remember his name. I'm sorry. Who else? Truax?
I'm surprised I remember his name, to be honest with you.
I mean, this is just night and day, no?
It is. There's no question about it. There's no question about it. But Canelo has how many fights, though? Canelo has a lot of fights. He's been the money man for a long time.
That's fine.
Does he get complacent here? I don't see him slowing down. I got to be honest with you. Ever since that second Triple G fight, it's almost like he's a switch hit, and he is miles above anybody else in those divisions. You know what I mean? I mean, miles above, like, anybody he fights. It's not even close. The only close one was Kovalev, who I had winning that fight by the time of the knockout. But, you know, you could have had a Canelo too, I guess. But I had him winning that fight at the time of the knockout, but it didn't matter because Canelo was catching him. You know what I mean? What do you think? I mean, so there's absolutely zero way he wins this fight.
Zero way. And I want to be wrong. I'd love to see a competitive fight. I don't see it.
I think it will be competitive. I do think it'll be competitive.
We thought the Caleb Smith fight was going to be competitive. I thought the Saunders fight was going to be competitive.
I thought Callum Smith, Billy Joe
just
Saunders.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know.
Why don't we just come to grips with this guy's the goods and that's it.
I tell you what, I saw those fights as competitive. You from the get go said Callum Smith will not touch this guy. It is complete whitewash. You said this from the absolute get go. And it was an absolute whitewash from the get-go. I said it was going to be competitive. It wasn't even close. I said the same thing about Billy Joe Saunders. I've never seen Billy Joe Saunders handled like that, ever. Never seen him handled like that.
I'm gonna make a prediction right now. This fight doesn't go past seven, and this is going to be one of the worst, most one-sided title fights that I've ever seen in my life. This may be ranked number one as the least competitive. Definitely, this is going to be the most one-sided, undisputed fight. There's only one that rivals this, and that's when Crawford fought Ndongo. That was extremely one-sided.
That was, yeah.
Right? This is going to be right there with that one.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that it's, like I said, man, I think it's going to be competitive. I think it's going to be competitive.
Right. I'm hoping you're right.
I do see him fading down the stretch, and the reason I see him fading down the stretch is that pressure Canelo puts on you. If he can find a way, because I do think Plant has better footwork, if Plant can find a way to back up Canelo, a la Triple G, he's got to be able to put some pop on it. If he can back Canelo up, it could get interesting.
But, you know, here's the
difference.
But it's
a tall, tall order.
Here's the difference between Plant and someone like Lara. Plant doesn't use a lot of movement. He uses subtle movement. He doesn't use a lot of the ring. If Uzkateki can cut the ring off on you and press you like that and push you up against the ropes and in the corner for the last four rounds of that fight and the fifth round, imagine what Canelo's going to do to you. And this is all due respect to Uzkateki.
Fair point. That's a fair point, man.
So, I mean, poor Uzkateki, I mean, he's doing everything he can, man, to try to stay on top, even the EPO. But what are you going to do?
Hey, Uzkateki, hey, he's trying, baby. You ain't cheating. You ain't trying.
Imagine if Uzkateki was an EPO when he fought Plant. What would have happened?
I don't know. Yeah, he was taking a synthetic EPO, man. What are you going to do, man? Yeah, I'll tell you, Chacall told me today that he thinks that it's going to go to a decision. He thinks that it'll go to a decision and that it may be competitive for the first couple rounds, but that's it. He thinks that Canelo won't win a decision. I think that Canelo, and again, I always like to see the weigh-ins and everything like that. Yeah, but I think that Canelo wins a decision probably 8-4, somewhere in there. I think it could be as close as 8-4, yeah.
Oh, my God. He's going to win 4 rounds?
Yeah, I think he'll win about 4 rounds. And then
Saunders only won 2 rounds.
Listen, man, I tell you what.
Saunders is a better – man, do you think Saunders is a better fighter than this guy?
Yeah, I do.
Saunders, he only won 2 rounds.
Yeah, but they're different physical styles, too. There are different physical styles.
You know what I love about you? You're a good salesman. You want this fight to be competitive.
I do.
Find out.
Are
you working for PBC a little? Be honest. Did they cut you a check?
Let me tell you what. If I was working for PBC, I would have had a better undercard than what they're putting out. That's for sure. Notorious says, Eric is so desperate for this fight to be competitive. I am, man. I would love to see. I like Caleb Plant a lot. I mean, Caleb Plant is a friend of the show, son. I mean, hello. You know, we got to show him some respect.
I agree with Chandler M. Billy Joe Saunders, he was a really good super middle. He was a good fighter, man.
Billy Joe Saunders, slick. One of the best fighters on the planet, no question.
He's very slick. Very slick.
Have you ever seen Billy Joe Saunders handled like that?
Never.
I mean, he couldn't even outbox Canelo. Like Canelo was, I mean, he was doing his game. There was nothing that Saunders was doing to negate what Canelo was doing to him.
He beat Billy Joe Saunders like Billy Joe Saunders cheated on his wife. And he caught him in the bed. That's how bad he beat Billy Joe Saunders. That was a great analogy, huh?
I tell you what, man. It's, Saunders, he got wrecked in that fight. And I've never seen Saunders wrecked like that. Ever. I mean, I rarely see Saunders in close fights. But to go over there and get wrecked like that, that was crazy. Canelo's just on another level, man. Who gives him problems? Got to be like a guy like Benavidez, right? That's the only one I think now.
I hope he fights Benavidez next. I pray for that fight. I'm so fucking pumped right now, man. I just got an adrenaline rush. I'm thinking of this fight, man.
It's all that candy you ate, man. It's all that candy for Halloween you ate.
I haven't been this happy since fucking my first Christmas, man.
I'm looking forward to this fight, man. I really am. I'm looking forward to this fight.
Was there a UFC card this weekend or is that next weekend?
Yeah, Blachowicz lost to Glover Teixeira in their main event. Now, Saturday, this is a killer too, man. Saturday, we got the UFC also. We got a pay-per-view out. Colby Covington and Kamaru Usman.
Oh.
That is the fight right there, right? Did you see that first fight?
Yes.
Man.
Are they going to go up against them?
Yeah. That's a good fight, man. And it would not shock me. Well, no, because, I don't know. I don't know who draws more. I don't know. Because that card is stacked. That card is stacked. Rose Namajunas is on there against Wiley Zhang. Who else is on there? There's another one on. I can't remember. But there's like, that card is like stocked. I think there's 3 title fights, if I'm not mistaken. I know there's at least 2. Yeah, it's crazy, right? Crazy.
Yeah.
So there you go. All right, let's go to Robert. Robert is on the line here.
Hello,
Robert.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Hey, Robbie. How are you doing, buddy?
We're good. And, Joe, I couldn't agree with you more. I think this is one. This is so one-sided.
Before you do your breakdown, can I just wish you a happy Halloween first?
Oh, okay, you do that. Yep.
I want to wish you and Mama Herrick the happiest of Halloweens.
Okay.
And now, are you guys
right.
going to give out candy? Who are you guys
no.
giving out for candy this year?
No, we never give out candy anymore. Number
wow.
one, we don't have to.
Oh
we don't
my
have
God,
to.
Cold-blooded, son.
No, we
don't
have kids.
Little kids.
We don't have kids in our neighborhood,
wow.
so we don't give them out.
What you mean you ain't got kids in your neighborhood?
You don't have
no,
kids in your
don't.
Neighborhood.
What do
you
mean? Everybody got kids. Where do you live?
What do you put a keep out sign on your front door?
What do you hang
kids?
With a Unabomber? What you mean you ain't got no
Jesus
kids in your neighborhood?
Christ, no kids?
No, Eric. It's
Robbie
all
put
adult.
The spelling crossbones on his door.
All of
kids
adults.
Beware. Kids beware.
Burbank, son, where are you at?
We don't. No, we don't have kids in the neighborhood. So,
this is
let me. I'm sorry, Joe, but I'm, what can I tell you? But number one, this is going to be so one-sided. This fight ends before five rounds. Canelo's going to ice him. Good night, sweet prince. This ain't going to be
wow,
close.
Five rounds,
so.
Robbie?
Five rounds?
Five rounds. That's it.
Wow. Prince is a friend of the show.
I don't care if he's a friend of whoever, Eric, but he's going to get iced. This is not going to be competitive at all. Biba, I agree with you. I do want to see him fight David Benavidez, but I think he's going to move up to light heavyweight and go after those belts.
You don't think he's going to
defend so?
these titles?
No, I think once he wins the titles, I think he's going to give them all up and go after all four light heavyweight titles.
Well, isn't that interesting?
He's talked about it on numerous occasions. He says as soon as he's done with Plant, he's going to go after the light heavyweight titles. So I would love to see him fight David Benavidez. I think if Benavidez was in there instead of Plant, I think it would be much more competitive. But unfortunately, Plant is the one that has the belt, and this is going to be a piece of cake. This is going to be one of the easiest nights Canelo Alvarez had ever had.
Wow. Not for nothing, but that's really disrespectful on Plant, man.
Bobby, you want to do me a favor?
That's cold-blooded, Bobby.
I want you to say this. Say, everyone in the chat, hit the motherfucking like button. Can you do that for me?
Yeah, what's the matter with you people? You watch the show, you listen to the show, you call
no, do
in.
It, do it. We want to. This will be a great soundbite. Say, everybody in the chat, hit the motherfucking like button.
Hey, everybody
ready?
In the chat, hit the motherfucking like button. Come on, get it. Get with it. Get with it.
There you go.
Jesus Christ.
That's right.
But,
thank you, Robert. That's right.
Thank you,
no,
Robert.
No, seriously, guys. I mean, hell, and Eric read off that undercard. Jesus Christ. We got to pay for that garbage.
Right? Are you watching the UFC or are you watching that fight, Robert? What are you doing?
I'm not a UFC person. I'm going to be watching the boxing.
I dare you.
Come on, Robbie.
Come on, what are you doing? What are you doing with your life,
please.
Man? Come on, man. That undercard is the drizzling you know what.
That undercard sucks, but,
awesome.
We're gonna see history made, man.
Robbie,
and
do they have Boston markets out in California?
Now, I'm familiar with Boston Market, but, no, we don't have it out here. We had it in South Carolina, and And when I lived in Canada, we had Boston Markets, but we don't have them out here.
They got Boston Markets out there, Bede? They still got those?
I love them. I'm going to go there after the show. I'm going to go there after the show. I went there yesterday. I got this half chicken, right? And I got mashed potatoes, roasted potatoes, corn, and mixed vegetables.
What about
this?
You get their cornbread or whatever?
Cornbread. I'm not really a cornbread fan.
Have you ever tried their cornbread?
No, I agree with Beeb. I'm not a
cornbread
fan.
I like the starches. I like the starches better. I like the starches.
Yeah, we'll put the cornbread on it.
All right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, and by the way, Eric, DAZN does not have any fight cards scheduled until November 13th.
Well, good, because that fight card I read off wasn't that good anyway.
No. So, but no, man, this is going to be this is going to be easy night's work. I wish Benavidez was in there instead of Plant, because it would be much more competitive, and I'd like to see David get a shot. But, you know, if Canelo sticks to his word, he says he's going to go to 175. Now, with his frame, guys, and you obviously got to see him fight Kovalev. I didn't. With his frame, one, would he be a success at 175, or is that too much for him?
He's got his power at 175. He knocked out Kovalev. I mean, yeah. I thought Kovalev was outboxing him. I thought Kovalev was winning the fight. He wasn't winning by like a mile.
Okay.
He was winning the fight.
Okay.
But that's Kovalev. Kovalev can box. A lot of people, you know, forgot about that. I mean, he can actually box, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Gave Andre Ward all he can handle with that first fight.
But
so.
Do you think he'd be competitive against B-Ball and Better Beeb and Joe Smith and people like that?
Yeah. Oh, Joe Smith. He'd smash Joe Smith. Smashes Better Beeb, and I think he beats everybody. I really do.
Well, you know,
I don't think there's anybody up there.
Yeah. So yeah, no, he says he's gonna go grab those belts, you know. So now, unless PBC or somebody can offer him an amazing amount of money, because remember this is only a one fight deal. If they can offer him, you know, some amazing amount of money or something to fight Benavidez, I don't think David gets a shot at these titles.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a tough one, Robbie.
So,
I don't know.
That's a tough one.
I mean, David would make this a much better fight than what it's going to be on Saturday.
Man, you just taking a dump all over Plant, boy.
No.
That's
well, frankly, Eric, I've never been impressed with Caleb Plant. I think he's the weakest 168-pounder that's fighting.
He's a friend of the show, Robert.
Robbie, let's look at all the 168-pound.
He's married to the Jordan Plant.
Let's look at all the 168-pound champions.
Okay.
Mikel Kessler.
Yep.
Kyle Froch.
Yep.
Joel Calzaghe.
Yep.
Gianfranco Rochichetti.
Plant beats that guy easy.
Roy Jones.
Yeah.
James Toney.
I lose the decision. Beats James Toney.
Can he beat any one of those guys?
He beats all those guys.
Plant beats all those guys. Caleb Plant does not beat any of those people. What are you talking about?
Beats Rocks and Johnny. Yes, he does.
Okay, I'll give you him.
Beat Rochichetti.
Yeah, he does.
What does he beat him at? A game of friggin' checkers? No way.
Whatever, but he beats him, all right? He beats him.
All right, I would be willing to give you one of those, but there's no way he beats any of those guys.
He may be, and I hate to say this about any fighter, because I respect all fighters that enter the ring. He may be the weakest 168-pound champion that we've ever seen.
I totally agree with that.
Caleb Truax may be.
What am I listening to here? How?
Caleb Truax may be the second weakest.
The disrespect that is being shown to friend of the show, Caleb Plant, is unacceptable.
Eric, I mean, come on. I know you're trying to sell a good fight here, but
how dare you, Robert?
Take your podcast side out of it and just your fan side. Realistically, is there a single way that you see him winning this fight or being competitive? I don't.
Done.
I am done.
Caleb Plant will win by a decision. That's my pick.
Well, I'm sorry, but they
I don't
judges,
even need to see the way in.
The judges aren't even going to have to score it because it's going to be over quickly. Okay.
Wow!
They're gonna get paid to see a beating. Okay, that's what they're gonna get paid to see.
Mm.
I mean, come on! Can anybody out there call in here or tweet in or however you do it in the chat. Can anybody make a solid case for Caleb Plant? Because I don't see one. He's going to get planted. He's got the perfect name.
Robbie, we got the poll. We got the poll in the chat.
Okay.
And this is the question. Is Caleb Plant one of the weakest super middleweight champs in history?
I voted no.
I think he's the weakest of all time.
Wow. Wow, that's rough, man. That's not even cool. That's just rough, dude.
Well, that's okay.
Wow.
I saw another fighter this weekend I'm not a fan of either. And when he steps up to real competition, he's going to get exposed too.
Who?
Alan Babbage.
Oh, come on.
Come on, Robbie. He
fought Eric Molina, son. Molina fought Wilder.
Yeah, Eric got paid to lay down is what he got paid to do.
Oh, that's cold-blooded. He got paid to lay down.
He got paid to lay down. One of the DAZN people said, he didn't know which logo he wanted to lay on first.
Oh, Jesus. Robert, very disrespectful tonight. Robert, very disrespectful. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
All right, Robert,
and
we're going to get moving here.
All right. And one more thing.
All right, we're going to leave you on.
One more thing, guys. And Jose Vargas, be careful what you ask for. Maybe you won't ask for something next time. I hope you relieve
that.
All right,
that's
don't kick
up,
people
man.
When they're down.
Yeah,
right?
You're kicking them when he's down, B.
You're having a bad day, and you call me up and say,
down,
B, what's going on? Can you help me
right.
out? I need someone to talk to. I don't piss on your all over you,
okay.
Do I? I don't kick
no.
sand in your face. I listen to you.
Right.
All right.
Don't
see,
kick people when
he's like
that
dude at the beach kicking sand in people's
character.
Faces. He's like that dude at the beach kicking like sand in people's faces and stuff.
That's a bad character.
That Charles Atlas dude. That's messed up, man.
That's a bad character.
I mean, you know how bad that guy feels today, and then Robert's just piling on him. And then he's got to listen to this. You know what I mean? 818, you're live.
Hey, man, how's it going? You guys were talking about Canelo's plant. And, man,
who are we speaking
I'm a
with?
Big Canelo. Eddie, man, I talked to you during the Herring Shakur week, and I think I told you.
Oh,
Eddie.
I told you, man, Herring was going to try to come forward. He was going to get himself stopped, bro. He's just too old, too slow. But I'm not here to brag,
listen
you know?
To him, babe. He knows what he's talking about. He knows what he's talking about because he picked Shakur, too.
That's a good pick.
I was joking, but no, nah, man. You know, but
minus 1,000. But that was a good pick.
Hey, man, you were the one saying he was going to upset him, though. So
I'm just doing damage control. You know, I do damage control. Think I'm going to take my L like a man?
Let me tell you how Beeb does it. His guy loses, and then he comes on the next night. I'm never picking. That guy is my new favorite guy. He's like Don King. He goes home with the winner.
I became such a Shakur Stevenson fan after that fight. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I already knew what was going to happen, man. You could see it. But as for this fight, the Canelo plant, you know, man, I'm a big Canelo fan. And going into the last three Canelo fans, I've been waiting for the upset because I thought it was going to be – I thought Billy Joe had the best chance, to be honest. And that didn't work out. He stopped him. And as for this plant fight, I don't know, man. I'm a big Canelo fan. And honestly, before the buildup, I had figured out, oh, Canelo's going to stop him early. But the closer we get, the more I feel like, yeah, I think he could upset him if he uses his reach, his speed, and if he's able just to stay if he worked on his conditioning, I think he has a good chance, man. But, you know, I still want Canelo to win, but I do think he has a good chance. And I do predict he'll probably make it all 12.
There you go. There you go. Well, hey, listen, man, Eddie's predictions are money. So we got to take it seriously. All right, Eddie, we're going to get rolling, man. Thank you so much. Question from Chandler M. He said, legit question, do you think PBC will make Jordan Plant do the interview while her husband's asleep on the mat? That is just cold, disrespectful.
The answer to that question is an emphatic no.
Yes, no. Absolute no. Because he's going to be holding the belts because I picked him to win, son. There you go. 916. I don't think she does his fights anyway. I don't think she's going to be in his corner, and she's not going to be on there on the fight night. So
hello.
916, you're live.
Hey, what's up? This is Rob from California. I said that Caleb Plant, one of the weakest. I'm doing good. I said Caleb Plant, one of the weakest 168-pound champs, but Murray Sutherland held the belt. And also, I think Chris Eubank held one of those belts at one time. And I think Caleb Plant better than Eubank. And,
yep.
I don't think Caleb Plant going to get starched like y'all say. He's going to lose, but it's going to be a boring decision, kind of like the the one that knocked out Peter Quillin. Can't think of his name. Danny Jacobs versus Canelo. I think Canelo just going to sit on the outside, outbox him. And then Caleb Plant's not going to really push the fight when he starts losing. So it's going to be pretty boring. I don't even want to watch it. I'm going to just catch the replay.
Yeah, I tell you what, I might as well stream it. Yeah, the undercard, I tell you what, to me, it's a hard sell, man. That undercard is just awful, man.
A hard sell?
It's a hard sell. It really is. I'd much rather, if the UFC is on the same night, I don't know what I'm watching. I mean, clearly I'm going to end up watching
on the
Canelo
UFC?
Fight. I know that. But, Colby Covington and Kamaru Usman, the rematch.
Oh, yeah.
That's
going to be
a good,
that
good
fight,
man.
I'm watching that fight.
That first one was really good, man.
First fight.
Yeah.
I catch you guys, though.
Yeah.
I'll watch the show. I got to get back to work.
All right, man. Have a good one. All right. There you go. Tell you here. All right, let's go to our news and rumors. Rolly Romero, Beeb, your boy, is out against Tank Davis. Why is he out? Rolly is being removed from the fight because of accusations of sexual abuse by many women. Beeb, what's up with your boy, man?
Here's
your boy. What is this?
Here's the thing. And I hate doing the whataboutism thing, but you remember Floyd Mayweather, before he fought Miguel Cotto, he was convicted, pled guilty to domestic assault on the mother of his child, or children, I should say. Sentenced to 90 days in prison for the sake of Las Vegas and for the sake of boxing, because it was such a money fight, because he generates so much revenue, and because so many people benefit when he fights in Las Vegas, for the sake, economically, for everyone involved, whether it be the state, commission, HBO, the fight still went on, right?
Which blows my mind to this day.
But now, this young man has accusations. And again, all accusations should be taken seriously. There should be an investigation done. But you're innocent until proven guilty in this country. So my question is this. If it wasn't in today's cancel culture, PC, snowflake type thing, and again, I'm not making light of sexual assault, whatever it was. I don't think it was actually assault. I think it was sexual misconduct or whatever it was, right? So allegedly, he did some things that were very distasteful in front of the woman, right? So the lady comes out on social media, and then, as customary, what happens? Then there becomes a pack of women that follow up on it. And how ironic it is that they're doing this to this guy after he signs to fight Tank Davis, which is probably going to be the highest payday of his career. So, again, all the charges should be taken seriously, but why is the guy already convicted before an investigation, before a trial? Why is Showtime not giving him the benefit of the doubt? Because I remember the WBC, I even asked Jose Suleiman. You know, why was Mayweather allowed to fight? Why didn't you strip him, whatever, because of your morality clause? And he goes, oh, yeah, we do that for serious felonies. Mayweather was convicted of a misdemeanor. He's a misdemeanor, too.
Jose Suleiman is a lying moron. Jose Suleiman let him fight because of the money. Jose Suleiman follows the money.
Of course. May he rest in peace. But I don't know. Do you?
His son is a moron, too. So it doesn't even skip a generation.
So what is your take on this? Do you think that he should be punished for something that isn't even proven yet?
100%.
Based off of allegations? You think
100%, yes.
Okay.
Because it's not one woman. It's multiple women coming out and saying, hey, he did this. If it was one woman, even then it's sketchy. Listen, I don't want – you think if I'm Showtime, you think I want that kind of heat on my channel? I'm trying to sell this fight, and I got this guy doing whatever he's doing to 50,000 women out there? No.
Read Nacho's comment.
I don't want that.
Read Nacho's comment.
He says, my problem with it is – let's see here. Let me bring this up here. She didn't follow – she didn't go to file a report until people on Twitter call her out on social media instead of going to the cops. So what? So what? So if Nacho, so if you were, you know, if you were in the Catholic Church and you got hit up by one of them priests or whatever, and you decided to take this to the grave, but something came out, somebody talked to you, or you put it on social media anonymously, and somebody says, man, look, you need to go tell somebody. And you finally get the courage to say, you know what, maybe I should. And maybe that priest is going up for cardinal now. And it just happens to be that time when it happens. What are you going to do? You know what I'm saying? When is the statute of – there's no statute of limitations. You know, there's no statute on rape. There's no statute on molestation. There's no – listen, you don't get to touch somebody else without permission. That's just the way it goes. That's the way it goes. You keep your hands to yourself. You keep your body to yourself. You don't expose yourself or whatever it is he was doing. That's not okay. And the only way we'll determine that it's not okay is to do stuff like this. Take his payday away. You know what I mean? Now we'll find somebody else to fight Tank Davis on that date. And good luck with your promotion and all your sponsors and everything now, because you don't get to just pick and choose. You know, listen, and the whole Mayweather thing. You were talking about the Mayweather thing. He was convicted. Went all the way. Yeah, that blows my mind, too. That blows my mind, too. You know, and just because Mayweather was worth $100 million or that fight was worth $100 million or whatever the fight was worth, and they let him go on with it, listen, I can't condone it. I can't condone it. I can't do anything. You know, like, I can't spit on it enough to show you my displeasure with that situation. Life isn't fair. I got it. But in this case, Mayweather's case, it should have been. But in this case, yeah, you know, Bill Cosby, how many women came out to him? 60-some, or I don't know how many, you know, I don't know how many chicks came out and said, oh, yeah, he did this to me, he did that to me. So Raleigh Romero, who's a legitimate, like, unknown, he's not a household name. He did what he did. And so, you know, he was accused by more than one person. So, yeah, now he's going to have to pay the fiddler. You're going to have to answer for this before you have this fight. Yeah, I don't have any problems with that. I have no problems with that. And Showtime did the absolute right thing, because Stephen Espinosa is no dummy. He knows.
What about Tank Davis, though? What about Tank Davis and Shakur Stevenson hitting women on camera, and they're allowed to continue to go on and whatever?
Shouldn't be either. Shouldn't be either. Shouldn't be either. You're going to hold, like, you know, well, who was the guy in the NFL that beat up his girlfriend or whatever? I think.
Oh, yeah, maybe he headbutted her or
something like that. And then he was playing for the Browns for a little while. I think he still might be on the Browns. He was on Kansas City, then he went to the Browns. And then, you know, no, none of this stuff should be excused.
That's
I don't care how
thing.
Good of a player, how good of an athlete you are, none of it should be excused. And until you stop excusing it, you're gonna keep having this, kind of like, you know, the steroids argument in baseball or wherever. Until you put something down, yeah. Ray Rice was another one. Yeah, Ray Rice was another one. I don't know if
yeah,
he played
he,
after
he,
that,
he
but I don't
worst,
know.
Yeah.
Kareem Hunt
that
is
was,
who I'm thinking of. Yes, Okay. You know, until we stop all this nonsense and point it out, I mean, God forbid, I know some of you guys have sons and daughters in here. You know, some of you guys have kids. How would you feel if that was your son or your daughter?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, they've got to be held accountable. They can't just act like animals. And you can't just blame it and say, well, boxing's a, you know, it's one of those sports. It's a violent sport like football. No. No, because you know how to conduct yourself in public. You know how to conduct yourself behind closed doors. And if you have it, you need to learn. And maybe this is on the path to teach you to learn.
Yeah. It's a wake-up call.
Absolutely. Tony Yayo said the UFC allowed Greg Hardy to fight. That was nonsense, too. You know?
You know what I'm doing? I can find myself acting like Jason right now, playing the whataboutism game, right?
Yeah.
But I will say this. I don't like the fact that people can come out and accuse you of things, and you're guilty before being proven innocent. That's the troubling thing for me.
Let me tell you a good example of someone who doesn't know anything. And he's on screen right now. Boxing Yoda. He says, here we go, Bill Cosby reference. You're condemning Raleigh based on accusation because Raleigh ain't white. No. No. I'm not basing it because Raleigh isn't white. I'm basing it because Raleigh has committed sexual misconduct, sexual assault, whatever you want to call it. White sports fans also assume athletes of color aren't guilty. Listen, I don't know about you. I don't know if you have 4K on your screen or not. I'm not exactly white. Beeb is Lebanese. I'm Mexican. Where are you getting this from, Sanzas? Get your stuff together, all right? I don't know. You always got to play that race card. Listen, you got to find another place to play. You really can't play it here. Not exactly.
I'm getting
white guys on the panel here.
Once my last name is announced at an airport, I get strip searched. So.
Joe Habib. Right. Yeah. Yeah. You know, as soon as he hears, he's on no-fly list just by default.
I've been accused of being a terrorist.
There it is. And Boxing Yoda had mentioned something about the language animals. Son, I will use the word animal whenever and wherever and to whomever I want. I will use whatever language I see fit.
But I guess I'll just ask you this.
Yes.
And, you know, you can't tell people how to feel. If you feel a certain way, you feel a certain way. That's,
sure.
That's your right to feel that way. Did he come out and deny these allegations? Like, the problem I have
I
is
don't
anyone
know. That I do not.
Yeah,
know.
I just get
I
a little,
imagine, but I don't know.
I get a little concerned when anyone can come out and accuse somebody of something, and they were already guilty. Before they even have a defense, before there's a trial, before there's an investigation, automatically, like even at work, when I've worked jobs, if someone accused you of that, they would suspend you, right? Pending an investigation. And after the investigation, if you were found innocent of those charges, then they would pay you the money that you lost, and they would be able to come back to work. So, you know, go ahead.
Isn't that what they're doing, though, is kind of giving him a suspension, saying, hey, listen, you can't fight because this won't be solved prior to that fight. This isn't going to be solved by when were they supposed to fight in December or something
like that?
What
you're saying
is
let this play out. Let this play out.
Sure.
Let this clear. Let give him the opportunity to clear his name.
Absolutely.
And then bring him back to fight.
Absolutely.
Fair
Absolutely.
Enough.
Get his name clear. Get his name clear. Because if I'm Showtime, no, I don't want a guy with sexual allegations fighting on a main event of my pay-per-view card.
And Nacho made a good point, too. He hasn't come out and defended himself about it.
Well,
either.
You know what? I'll be honest with you. That's probably the best thing he could do is shut up.
Yeah, let your lawyers
handle that stuff.
You're
that's
right,
what,
you're right,
you know,
yeah.
I've been following.
You've probably been advised to not talk, yeah.
You've been following that Gabby Petito case or whatever, you know, that girl that went missing or whatever.
Yes.
And horrible. And they found her boyfriend. He killed himself or whatever he did. But her parents have always shut up. Her parents have never given any information to the media, anybody else, based on their lawyer. You know what I mean? The lawyer says, hey, just shut up. And they did. And they're being vilified and everything like that. But that's the best thing you can do is shut up and let your attorney handle all this.
Yeah.
And so, Tony Ayo says, will Raleigh ever get a chance to make that payday again? If he's innocent, yeah, absolutely. Boxing Yoda says, you did not say that Raleigh should be suspended because the fight is not sellable. You said that Raleigh should be suspended because he did it. Totally different. No, I never said he did it. I never said he did it.
Never said the fight wasn't sellable either.
No. Never said that either. Put your listening cap on, Boxing Yoda.
Yeah.
You got big ears. He's Yoda. He's got big ears, right? You should be able to listen with him.
Call in.
Call in. Yeah, call in. That's beautiful.
Just call in.
Call in.
We'll give you the time.
Give me your area code. Give me your area. Put your area code in the chat and call in.
The reason why I have to respect Eric's opinion is because he has children and he has a he's looking at it from a different lens than possibly I could ever look at it. So I am going to respect his opinion. Not I have to. I am going to respect his opinion.
Yeah, it's different. It is different when you have kids. It really is because
you look at things through a different lens.
Yeah,
I think people, when Eric hears things like that, he's got a daughter.
Yeah,
and he's saying if that, you know, God forbid that had happened to my daughter, I would kill the guy probably. Whatever, I'm not putting words in your mouth, but
he would have a problem.
Yeah, you know,
absolutely. All right, let's talk about Canelo Alvarez again. He criticizes Ryan Garcia. Quote, look, Ryan has a lot of talent, but to me, in my eyes, he's wasting a lot of time and wasting his talent. Alvarez recently told a website called Complex, he said, I look at him and I don't see him 100% dedicated to us, and that's a bad signal. He says, we always remind him as a team to come to the gym, to train, and to learn because you need to be in the gym. You're learning day by day, at the very minimum, fighting 5 times a year. He said, when I was beginning my career, I did 15 fights in 1 year. He said, that's where I was at the beginning of my career, so definitely needs to be a little bit more dedicated. Beeb, is this fair?
100% fair.
100%, right?
Here's the thing. When you're feeling down and you're feeling depressed, Tyson Fury will tell you this as well.
Yeah.
Best thing to do is exercise.
The 100% best thing to do.
Even if you don't have a fight, go to the gym and work out. Train. Talk to people. Be around people. Talk about your craft. Learn your craft. Practice. You know? Don't just abandon your livelihood, which seems to be what he's doing right now. You know?
You know, and did you notice on social media now he's showing a lot more pictures of his the break in his hand or whatever he had done to it. I don't know what was – I didn't really pay attention. I heard he was out of the fight, and I just kind of pushed him to the
side. So go to the gym and ride the stationary bike.
Yep.
Go on the
treadmill.
Plenty
of things you can do. Plenty of things.
Do something.
You know, be a teammate to those guys. You know what I mean?
I got shoulder surgery. I was walking 6 miles a day.
Mm-hmm.
Think I'm going to fucking let myself get out of shape? No.
You know who he reminds me of? You remember Panchito? Is it Francisco Panchito? Bajado? Remember Panchito Bajado?
Yes.
Super talent. Super, yes. Super talent. But the knock on him was he didn't like to go to the gym. He didn't like to train, and it paid. You know, he paid for it. He really did.
Even Ali, as great as he was, he hated to train.
Yeah.
You know?
That's the thing, man. All right, Logan Paul assaults a fan. You know, the guy called Logan Paul a name, and Paul went over to him and pushed him, and it was quickly broken up. He did, you know, he slapped him. Yeah, he slapped him. It was like a light slap. You know, yeah, this probably shouldn't have happened. I mean, not a good look. The kid was like maybe 5 feet tall, just a skinny kid, you know. And I guess he was like a reporter there or something like that. He was reporting on it.
Is he a reporter?
I think, but I'm not 100%. I don't even know who the guy was.
He looked like a homeless guy.
He did, didn't he? He did.
I didn't think he was all there. I thought there was maybe something a little bit off on him. And he goes like, I think he asked Logan Paul to sign something, and he wouldn't sign it. And he said
one of the guys did. And the other kid, I think that kid piped up, and that's the one that Paul slapped.
Oh, so he wouldn't sign the other kid's thing, and he was commenting.
Yeah.
He goes, what are you, a pussy?
Right. And then he went over there and slapped him. And you know, but it wasn't even a big slap. It was just kind of a, you know, like a cup
yeah.
type slap across the head. You know, it wasn't a major.
It's just not smart when you're Logan Paul,
no.
And you're a multimillionaire. That's just like ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know?
You think he'd have more strength than that.
You're going to get sued up, you know, you risk getting sued out the yin-yang, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows how much money you have.
Yeah, right? Everybody knows you're fighting, he's talking about fighting Tyson or whatever, isn't he? He's fighting Tyson in February?
Jeez. Yeah.
So he's going to make a ton of money there, you know, so yeah man, good. Triple G versus Ryoto Murata is set, according to ESPN and the sources, Steve, at ESPN, for December 29th. You like this matchup?
I don't hate it, but I will say this. DAZN really took a bath on this deal with Golovkin. Talk about Canelo. They were all over Canelo, not fighting the fights that they wanted them to fight, whatever, picking and choosing. But now they had to restructure Golovkin's deal as well.
He's not fighting anybody.
Not fighting anybody.
Yeah.
Right? I thought he lost his last fight against Derevchenko.
I thought he did too. Yeah, he's not looking good.
Well, that wasn't his last fight, but the fight that when he fought Derevchenko, I thought he lost.
Luis Reyes says Triple G is getting robbed in Japan if he don't get the KO. I don't know. I heard Murata's really popular over there. I heard he's bigger than what's his face? Anyway.
Oh, is he?
That's what I heard, man. He's apparently pretty popular over there. So I don't know, man. I don't know. And Beeb, your boy, we talked about him a little bit earlier. Jose Uzcategui test positive for synthetic EPO, a synthetic version of EPO. He is now out of the fight with David Benavidez, and they are now looking for a replacement. I think they found a replacement, but I can't remember who it is. But I think they did find a replacement. But, again, I'll have that news for you next week. But, yeah, man, synthetic EPO, Beeb, that's a rough one, man.
Serious shit right there, bro.
Yeah, that's a rough one, man. That's that stuff Lance Armstrong used, wasn't it?
Yep. Those cyclists that were taking that, a lot of them were blood doping with that EPO, and a lot of them were getting strokes, you know? Because when you take that EPO, it increases the volume of your blood, makes it thicker.
Yep.
And when you take fucking stroke, blood clots, all that shit.
That ain't good, man. That ain't good. They had to do that stuff on Lance Armstrong. And when they found out, like, Lance Armstrong, they went to, like, strip him of his title. And everybody on that list, I think you had to go down to, like, number 28 or something like that. It was, like, way down the list to find somebody who was not doping. Everybody on that entire list. Like, cycling was the worst.
You know what was crazy? Lance Armstrong said this. He goes, you know, I was lucky that I didn't take a stroke taking that stuff because a lot of people were getting hurt doing the EPO, right? A lot of people were having issues, whether it be heart issues, blood clot issues, whatever.
Yeah.
They were having issues.
Nacho was saying Kyron Davis is a replacement for his category, and he will be fighting David Benavidez. So thank you. I knew it was out there before, and I knew I'd heard the name, but just wasn't 100% sure. 916, you are live.
Hey, I called in earlier, but I got some news on that Rosie situation because I know people personally. And that girl with those accusations, I know when she was on the phone, I was sitting next to someone. It was one of my friends. He was talking to her, and she was actually speaking on the Rosie situation. And a lot of that, what she was talking about, was consensual, and she just regretted it. And I even have some of the text messages as proof. So if it goes to trial, there's definitely going to be, like, some evidence against her statements. I've seen some of the accusations, some of them. I know he personally did because I know him as a person. He's a fucking creep. He's one of those dudes that be sniffing the chair when the girls leave the room type shit. So him being a sexual assault type of person, that's not him. I know him personally, but he is a creep. So if he's guilty of being a creep, that's one thing, and he should be accountable for his actions. So if they take this big payday away from him, it's his own fault. But as far as him being, like, labeled as this horrendous sexual assault person, like, he didn't do that. And
It was multiple women. Yeah, it wasn't just one, from what I understand. It was, like, multiples.
I know, and a lot of that stuff he did do, but as far as, like, actually assaulting someone, like him flashing people. I know he does that. He's one of those. He sent a trainer in the same gym he works out at, the opposite trainer. He sent his wife a dick pic, and this is the type of shit he does. So, like, the misconduct, yeah, I expect him to get some type of fine. But he, as far as jail time, he's not going to serve any jail time. He's a creep. Like, I know him. He, like, I wouldn't allow him around my cousin, my sister, my friend. I don't even hang out with him because he's a fucking weirdo. But.
Wow. All right, man. Well, thank you so much for that. We're going to get going. But, wow. Yeah, you know, I mean, and Beeb, you know, I don't know I believe it's sexual assault, but I don't know how that falls in the category. You know what I mean? That could be a multitude of things.
Yeah, I don't know what they call that.
Assault. Whereas, like, physical assault, we know that's pretty cut and dry. You can push somebody, you can put your hands on somebody, you can hit somebody. That all falls under the range of assault. Now, as far as sexual assault, that I don't know, but I know that's a pretty wide area from what I understand. So, yeah, man. Craziness, B. It's craziness.
Yeah, it's nuts.
I mean, you got to think about it, man. It's like, I don't know, man. A lot of stuff out there. A lot of stuff. All right, guys, that'll do it for this edition of Ringside Reporter. As always, you can catch Joe Habib on Twitter at jhabib1. You can find our YouTube channel at ringsidereporterlive.com, and you can find me on Twitter at ringside73. And we will see you guys next week with a full review of the plant fight. And we will also – I'm going to try to go live on the weigh-in as well. We'll try to do the weigh-in and stuff like that because we always like to do that on a big fight and that kind of thing. So, catch Beeb this week because it wouldn't surprise me if he's doing videos on this as well. So he's usually dialed in on big fight week. So, all right, guys, we will catch you soon.